did add, the NFC will not grant any further waivers to the WBAI LSB after September 14th. So we would be voting on replacing Strike All after NFC first approval. at this point. So anyway, Alex's thing is an amendment to replace basically striking all after with NFC will not grant any further waivers to the WBAI LSB after 9/14, with the intention that that would replace the stuff about the agenda. Is that clear?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Let me see if I can do this again and get it right. The original motion. I'll read the original motion, so that'll make it clear. That WBAI be given an extension to 9/15 to pass a budget for FY12 to be sent to the NFC for its approval. And then the original motion continues. As long as the agenda and notice for the LSB meeting specifically states that the NFC will impose a budget for WBAI if a budget is not presented to the NFC for its approval. Now, my amendment had been to strike all after NFC for its approval, which would make the motion read that WBAI be given an extension to September 15th to pass a budget for FY12 to be sent to the NFC for its approval, period, end of motion. That's what my thing would do. Alex's is to add instead, the NFC will not grant any further waivers to the WBAI LSB after 9/14. So if Alex is, I'm all in favor for Alex's thing to replace mine. So Alex would, with Alex's motion, the motion as amended would read that WBAI be given an extension to September 15th to pass a budget for FY12 to be sent to the NFC for its approval, period. The NFC will not grant any further waivers to the WBAI LSB after September 14th. Is that clear? I hope.
All right, let's vote.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so I leave it to the chair what we're about to
do. Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I said that's clear, and Arpal, can you call the roll for a vote?
Okay. I think first need...
Could you please, this is Ken, could you please restate the motion we're voting on?
Yeah. I think the first thing we need to do is see if we can pass without objection Alex's thing to add instead the NFC will not grant any further waivers to WBAI LSB. So the chair should see if we have any objection to that. And if
we
don't...
Are there any objections to adding Alex's amended language to our Paul's motion? Not hearing any, the amendment is therefore commended.
All right.
We will now go to a vote on our Paul's amendment of Jim's original motion with Alex's language included, as read previously.
Okay.
Are there any objections to that amended motion? I'm lukewarm, but I guess I'll get over it. Okay, hearing no objections, that motion is passed.
Oh, okay.
Arpal, if you could, as secretary, alert the PNB and the WBAI LSB of the motion that we pass tomorrow, that would be helpful.
You still have to vote it as a main motion, I think.
Yeah, he's right.
All right.
If there's any objections, do that again.
All right. So the amended motion has now replaced the original motion. So we now have our Paul's amendment with Alex's language added as our main motion. All right. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Kim.
This is Lamar. I'll abstain. I'll just abstain.
Yes. Paul, can you mark Lavard as an abstain for the record?
Well, then we'd have to vote.
And we have to vote.
Never mind. You know, it's just that, you know, in general, I prefer not to vote unless it's absolutely needed. But that's fine.
Okay, you have the power to compel us to vote. So do you want to do that or not?
No, I have the power to compel us to go home. No.
Okay. We're not going home. We got a couple other things on the agenda, but okay, fair enough. All right, so hearing no objections, the amendment passes as the main motion. R. Paul, same question. Would you be able to send out this language both to the PNB and to the KPF, the WBAI, LSB?
Yes.
Tomorrow? Thank you.
Or sooner, depending on when this ends.
All right. Well, we'll try to end. We'll see how it goes. But it's only been an hour. It's not so bad so far. Okay, so that brings us to item 6 on the agenda. Let me just position ourselves a bit. Originally, as I understood it, the KPFA-LSB passed a budget. We passed that on Saturday at our regularly scheduled August 20th LSB meeting, which meant that we had passed a budget by our waiver date of August 23rd, today. That budget was sent. It was sent in the form of some minimal PDFs without the full Excel file, which contains all of our assumptions and backup and mini spreadsheets. Having requested the full budget package, we instead seem to have been sent a totally different spreadsheet, which has increased listener revenue, listener support by approximately $300,000. Both above the FY10 audited actuals and above the amount that the LSB approved. So the budget that is being put forward has not been approved by anyone and has not, I think, been seen by the local station board or by this body. So at this point in time,
I can say
NFC,
a little bit about
just
this.
Just a second, Barbara, let me finish. At this point in time, the NFC needs to make a decision about whether we are going to accept the LSB-approved budget or whether we are going to accept this new staff-generated budget and where to go from there. The LSB-approved budget is apparently being withdrawn by the treasurer and replaced by a non-LSB-approved budget. So we will need to have some discussion about where the NFC stands on that and what set of actions follows from that set of actions. So I think that's about it. I'm going to let the LSB treasurer speak to what's been submitted here, and then we will have some discussion in terms of where we want to go. Barbara?
Okay. I feel a little strange about the wording you just used, that I was withdrawing the budget. Actually, I feel like I'm presenting a problem that came up, but it's actually got a good result, and that is that when we've all heard about the differences in the way the template affects various things that people do in a station. And there is the way that Efren's template is counting certain kinds of income is different than the way it has been actually calculated all this past year, if you're following a method that's used to arrive at the amount of central services that is calculated on the income. But the bottom line is that Maria and Chris Stelick pored over this budget in the version in the template and found that there was $300,000 that we had not recognized as in the budget. So that meant that the $97,000 overdraft that the LSB felt it had to deal with and voted on last Saturday really didn't exist. And there were, so we today tried to figure out what's the best thing to do about presenting you with something very more accurate. And so what Maria did was put back some of the things that had been cut. And one was put back the $50,000 that had been voted on by the LSB. And we recognize that this is strange. The LSB voted to cut this $50,000 of computer maintenance. But since it appears that there is $300,000 more than we thought we had, there's no need to cut that. And then also the LSB voted to increase listener support by about $25,000. And that isn't necessary now that we see recalculating things making up for this strangeness with the template and how things really work out. So she reduced listener support by $25,000. She also reduced, and those were two things that were voted on in the August meeting. She reduced by $10,000 the listener support that was voted on in the July meeting. And then also she did incorporate the fact that in the August meeting, it was recognized that there would be about $8,000 less paid in property taxes once the changeover is completed. So that was left in the 2012 budget. And also she left in the something else that was recognized in the August LSB meeting of $25,000 in approximately a tax refund that will come back. The net result is that we don't have an overdraft budget. And I, in fact, don't even have the best copy of it because of what my computer can print. But I think we're about $225,000 to the good.
It's $288,000 according to the document you just sent.
Yes. Okay, there it is. I see that. And so I'm not quite sure what to do with this at this point. And although, Tracy, you said I'm withdrawing the budget, I'm really bringing a problem to the committee to say, you know, what do we do at this point?
All right. I think we probably need to decide what to do. Let's have some open discussion.
I have a question, a point of information.
Mm-hmm. Just a second. Just a second. I want to take a stack. I also want to put myself on it. I know Ken wants to be on the stack. Who else wants to be on the stack?
LaVarne.
Okay, Alex. I heard Ken, I heard LaVarne, I heard Kim, I heard Alex. Did I miss anybody? Okay, then I'll put myself afterwards. Ken, you're next. Barbara, please, if there are questions, let me have a chance to request that you answer them rather than jumping in. So
okay.
We keep some semblance of order. Okay.
Well,
Ken,
it feels like a late disorder.
Barbara, you're the treasurer. I have two questions. Who is Marie? I mean, what's her position?
Marie is the business.
The second question is, do you understand and agree with the changes she made after it was approved by the LSB?
Pretty much.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Who is Marie?
Maria Negrete is the business manager. She's been in the position for a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Ken, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, I believe the next person on the stack is Kim.
I'd really like a better explanation for this, like, new $300,000. Hello?
Well,
yes,
I'm
we hear
waiting
you.
For Tracy to tell me to...
Yeah, I was kind of thinking there would be more to that, but there wasn't.
No, that's the big one. That's really clear. I don't get where you just found the 300K. I'd really like an explanation, so I understand
all right.
it.
I try to avoid one-on-one, but I don't think anyone else but Barbara can address that, so go ahead.
Well, I'm digging through the papers that I've got here for a minute. It has to do, I have to get the budget that we worked on and the one that replaces it. This was why, at the last minute, by the way, I was thinking that it might be helpful to have Maria come on the meeting, but I also knew that this was late in the agenda, and I didn't think we would get time to really explain it all. Well, I have to refer, first of all, to the PDF budget that I did send, and I don't know if people looked at that, but in the listener support category, the account 5,000, there's $517,422 there for October. And Maria says there should be another $85,830 in that figure. And that...
Why?
Because Efren breaks out... he treats the website income differently than they've always done it at KPFKA's. In their budget. And they, for instance, when we get website income during the fund drive, they don't use that account code for website income because it's happening during a fund drive. They use listener support account code 5,000. And then they have other website income that comes at non-air fund on-air fund drive time. And when Efren looks at this website income, he's treating it as though all of the website income, he's not recognizing the website.
Point of information, it's LaVarne. LaVarne, hold off for a second. I hear you. What I want to say, Barbara, is we kind of need to move this along. So try to give the most concise explanation that you can.
You know,
I want the rest of the committee to. Yeah.
I feel really badly that I can't be clearer about this. But...
Point of information? LaVarne, wait. I will call on you next. Wait.
This is Kim.
This is a point of information. I would like to ask a question where everyone can go to what Barbara's trying to explain is in this budget that she sent out, and it's the sheet that says info on central services and revenue. So rather than her stumbling over trying to explain this, it's right there on a sheet in front of you as part of the budget.
Can you wait to explain it until I call on you? Can you? Because I think it would be helpful, but let's just wait.
She's explaining it, Tracy. She's trying to. But what she's trying to explain is right there on a sheet that we should look at.
Which sheet, LaVarne?
It's in the budget that she just sent out. This is the first time I saw the budget, too. So, you know, this is...
All right. Please.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm through.
I know. I understand.
This is Kim.
But I really want to keep things reasonably under control here.
Okay.
Kim, I think you got as much of an answer as you can get right now.
No.
So
make a comment.
Okay. Finish your comment, and then we'll move to LaVarne.
Okay. If you get $100 in web income and it gets categorized in column 1, and then all of a sudden you decide part of it is column 2, it will not change the ultimate end result. Whether it's in column 1 or column 2, you're only going to get – it's not going to increase website income by $300,000 if he categorizes it this way or that way.
Yeah, what it's listener support that was increased.
It doesn't matter whether it's under website or listener support.
Correct.
You don't grow $300,000 out of that.
Right. LaVarn, we're going to go to you now. Make your point.
I'm sorry. What Barbara is trying to explain is in the budget that I just got for the first time myself, and I sent it to Efren and Lynn to look over to. So there's a sheet in there. If you open up that budget that was just sent out by Barbara, there's a sheet on in there, and the name of the sheet is Info on C Services and Revenue. And in there, it explained it explained each one of the revenue categories and what central services is actually calculated on. So I think that's what Barbara's trying to explain. But the context she's trying to explain it, I have no idea. And the thing about the taxes, like I said, the first time I've done a tax, those taxes will be taken care of by tomorrow. I will demand that I get the copy of the form on my desk so I can sign it so we can get our credit back this year, not next year, but this year. So I will send a note to Andrew and to Maria to demand that I have that form on my desk that will give us our exemption. Lynn has already filled out the claim from the state for the last 3 years. So the other has to be done. It has to be on my desk. So that's it, period, on the taxes. All the other stuff you're saying, I have no clue, except I can point everyone to this sheet that tells you how central services is calculated.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to move the stack to Alex, who is next.
I'd like to ask LaVarn a question.
I'd like to move the stack to Alex. I will put you on the stack afterwards. Alex?
Yes. I don't see how we could possibly accept this revised budget. The explanations make little sense to me. I understand that there might be a dispute as to what category certain income belongs to. That could be possibly grounds for recalculating KPFAO Central Services, but that would be it. It certainly doesn't increase their overall revenue. Also, LaVarn's point about the refund and the back taxes is to the point. That should be counted as part of income this fiscal year. I don't think it has much to do with 2012. So this makes no sense to me. I'm not sure what we should do about it. If the KPFA treasurer thinks that the KPFA LSP should get another round to reconsider their budget, we might want to consider that. But I don't see how we could possibly intelligently discuss this revised budget.
Okay. I know Barbara wanted to ask LaVarn a question. Bill is on the stack, and I would like to place myself on the stack. So what we'll do is we'll go Barbara, LaVarn, Bill, and then me.
And I'd like to go back on the stack.
Well,
okay,
I'd like to make a comment also, and that's about the taxes. There is a line of $8,000 reducing the amount that would be paid next year based on the changes. So that should still be in the 2012 budget. And as far as the refund, I think probably Maria thought that it's so close to the end of the fiscal year that it wouldn't be here until later. But if it is, fine, then that won't affect next year's budget. But the question I wanted to ask LaVarn was, are you talking about the form? I see one, it doesn't say info, but it says central services fees. And it's a one-page document that I have two versions of it. And one is where Maria adjusted things the way it's in her books, and the one that was done much earlier by Efren.
Shall I speak?
LaVon, yes, you answer, then we're going to Bill.
I have no idea what Barbara's talking about. The only thing that I can tell her is Emily Budget that she said there's a tab there, and that tab has info on central services and revenues. The name of it is Proposed Guidelines for Revenue Recognition. We need to take out the proposed because this is what you have used. And as far as her saying what Efren did, and, you know, I have no concept of what you're trying to explain. And we'll have to sit down with Maria, have her come over, lay this thing out, and see what she was.
I see the proposed guidelines now.
Okay. All right. So I have
this budget. I mean, you know, Barbara doesn't even know what the tabs are and what's in there.
So I have Bill on the stack, and then I have Kim, and then I have myself. Bill?
Okay, I guess some of the questions I had were, well, I sent some of them last night, and they were for, most of those are still applicable to the new version, but also on things like the increased listener support, the increased $300,000, I'd be more interested in just knowing, not necessarily why one particular month's increased, but why are you expecting an increase over this fiscal year and the last two fiscal years, the audited FY09 and FY10? Do you have a whole bunch more listeners now, or... are you going to be doing more fund drive days, or what? Why is it that would lead you to feel that you're going to have that increase in listener support?
Good question. Kim, you're next.
Well, I just kind of want to reiterate, my understanding is it's not based on listener support. It's based on some accounting juggle, and I haven't heard an explanation that gives me any comfort that this is a real number. So not only that, obviously, we're not going to do much more than kind of bicker about this right now, but for the next budget that we look at, I would like to see the FY 2010 and your actuals on there, and those columns filled out.
It's in there. Okay.
Not
this
budget. And I also don't understand LaVarne's point about what this has to do with central services, because I still can't figure out the $300K new income.
This is Tracy. Can I put myself on the stack now? Is that okay?
You've got it.
All right. So I'm looking at this new budget, and basically the primary change, in addition to things that were put back in, is to revenue listener support. It's gone up by $300,000. If we take a look at our FY 2009 figure, we had 2.6 million listener support. We had total revenue of 3.5 million. We look at our FY 10 numbers, and these are after audit. Pretty much the same, 2.6 million listener support, 3.5 million total revenue. We take a look at our year-to-date estimated through the end of July, 2.5 listener support, 3.3 total revenue. Looks like it's going to end up pretty much exactly the same. All of a sudden, we have 2.9 listener support and total revenue of $3.9 million. That's not switching things from category to category. That is poofing up listener support. I believe that we are either looking at an accounting error or we are simply looking at an attempt to poof up the budget. I will accept that perhaps it's an accounting error, but there is no switching things from one template to the other that magically makes $300,000 more in listener support materialize over what we've reported in FY 2009, FY 2010, and FY 2011. KPFA has not had total revenue of $4 million or even 3.9 since 2005. It is now 2011. It is unlikely that in 2012 we will all of a sudden reach heights we have not reached in 6 to 7 years. In terms of procedural process, it seems to me that a budget was submitted by the LSB. It was submitted under a waivered deadline of August 23rd. Under basic procedures, that is the only budget that the NFC should be considering. The fact that staff members changed numbers and the LSB treasurer has submitted that budget instead means that we are looking at a budget that was not shown to the LSB, was not approved by the LSB, and we have not provided a waiver for the LSB to reconsider a brand new budget. Unless we are to take that action, I think the only procedural process for the NFC to follow is to review the LSB-approved budget. If there is some contention that, in fact, this $300,000 in listener support that we didn't have in 2009, we didn't have in 2010, and we didn't have in 2011 is, in fact, real, I think it might make sense for those who feel that this figure is accurate to come to the NFC and give us some reasons as to why. I think the NFC can certainly consider those reasons and consider modifying the previous LSP budget, which passed unanimously on Saturday. But I think that would be a decision of the NFC, and that the only starting point that we can use is the LSB-approved budget. So what I would recommend as a procedure, and I guess I will make a motion out of this.
I would like to speak at some point.
Yeah, but what I would recommend as a procedure is that the NFC consider the LSB-approved budget of August 20th. At the next NFC meeting, and that we invite the KPFA general manager and the KPFA business manager to join us to discuss that document. And I think I will put that forward as a motion. With that, I'll take a stack. I heard Barbara. Is there anybody else? Let me just... Okay, there's nobody else, so go.
Actually, what I said was, and I know I attributed it mostly to some differences of the way of keeping track of listener support. What I said was that the bottom line gave us $300,000 and not a deficit of $97,000. There are other things that are triggered once you change the listener income line. So I'm not, I wish I could be clearer with this. And LaVarne is absolutely correct about the proposed guidelines for revenue recognition. It's a page that has the account numbers on it and that are used for the kind of income. And there is I don't know if other stations are noticing this, but there is a change happening in the way that how many of these accounts are it's now being proposed, but LaVarne is saying it's definite. How many of these accounts are being counted as listener support? In other words, as having central services fees charged against them. And I think there are things being counted now, or it's proposed for next year anyway, that hasn't been this past year, as subject to central service fees that I don't know who's passed any kind of policy change that has made this so. For instance, this business about what kind of website revenue is going to be subject to central services. And there's another thing is corporate matching donations. And I think other people will maybe want to review some of this.
Anyone else for the SAC? You're all talking at once. I heard our Paul. I heard Ken. I think I heard Bill. Who else?
You heard Kim. You heard
okay.
Kim. Okay. LaVarne.
Okay. Then let's go through it in that order. Our Paul, you are first.
I didn't say anything.
Oh. All right. I heard Ken. Ken, go ahead.
Barbara, it's all very interesting, but outside of the issue that was being discussed here at the NFC. You have a budget approved by the LSB, and all of a sudden, overnight, miraculously, some accounting ingenuity was discovered. Somebody made a call to Goldman Sachs or something and invented some credit swap defaults or something going on here. It's all of a sudden you got $300,000 extra income, or you don't have to pay taxes to National. It's, you know, last minute, and it's honestly, I don't care if it goes on the stream. It's just hocus pocus. I think Tracy's motion is the most appropriate and efficient, and I don't think we're going to get make any progress tonight going over this verbally over the phone. It's got to be written documents. And also, I just wanted to make one other comment. The comments made about recovery of property taxes, about if we're going to get them, when we're going to get them, and we're absolutely going to get them, and we're going to get them next year, that's all speculative. That's like saying gold is going to go up. It's supposed to happen. We don't know if it'll happen. When the money comes in, when the check is here from the government and it's deposited, then we have the income, you know, the rebated cash. This is a practice that hasn't happened for the last 3 years or whatever. So we're trying to correct it. But it's not a done deal yet. It's not a thing of fact. So I believe I strongly support Tracy's motion. The only consideration I would have is that the business manager and or GM present something in writing, not just make a verbal argument at our next meeting. Because accounting is numbers. It's not rhetoric or, you know, philosophy or politics. That's the legislative branch of our governing body. We're just the accountants here.
Okay. Thank you. So we have Bill is next.
Yeah, I like your procedure, Tracy. I think it makes sense, and also invite the GM&P and business manager to the next meeting. But as I mentioned earlier, I also had some questions that I emailed last night that also apply to both versions. And so I don't know if you want to address those now, or maybe we can pass those along to them. I can read them briefly.
If you want my procedural suggestion, because basically the whole thing has now been thrown up in the air, I think that probably those questions might as well roll over to the full conversation. And that addressing them about a budget that is now not the budget that's been submitted,
right,
might,
well, it looks like
actually not
questions needed anyway because of that. So these other things too, and I am also very suspicious of extra listener support income and a total revenue. I mean, it's not just a matter of moving from one item to the other item. The total revenue increased about $300,000 over the last few years. So, if there's some explanation, I mean,
over the last few minutes, yeah. It hasn't increased over the last few years, sadly.
Well, right. Well, the projected in the one we just got, the as you mentioned, the FY09 and FY10 and the budgeted FY11 listener support and total revenue is a lot less than what was projected now for next year. So, but there was other questions too that looked like there's maybe some errors, and I don't know. Maybe Lamar can answer this too, or Barbara. How much does KPFA owe now for central services? Are you all paid up?
We're paid up.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. I think Lavarne was next on the stack.
Okay. On the central services are paid like on the 22nd or 23rd, so I have to check and see what has come in, so I can't tell you who's paid up and who's not, but I should know that by tomorrow. The other points about everybody should check the numbers and stuff, you know, that's just, you know, if there's something that's documented, send it in. You know, the speculation about checking numbers and suspicion, you know, as Ken said, you know, finance our numbers, you know. So, you know, if you have a point, there's something wrong, you know, send it in, send it out, show the error, we'll look at it. But, you can't submit a budget to the LSB and then submit another budget. That's just not correct. So that's it.
Okay. I think Kim was next.
Yes. Okay. So I think what I heard was that this extra $300K is the result of claiming that website income is somehow so different that it doesn't fall under central services. And so the $300K came out of what you would be paying central services. Am I close?
You're using some of the same terms, but no, I don't think that's exactly the way to interpret it. There is website income that's totally separate from fundraising periods.
Personally, I don't agree. I don't agree. Whatever comes in the website, that's listener income.
I think this is actually a new
thing. And I mean, this relates to KPFK
solved,
too.
Yeah.
Whether it comes in during a fund drive or a month after, you know, we're in fund drive every other month. So it's really hard to tell whether it's like during a fund drive or somebody thought about it a month after. That's listener income. It's not Martian income. It's not, you know, some other kind of income. They're listeners who go to the website as opposed to calling up.
The difference in the central services is nothing. It's like $25,000 less. That doesn't explain $300,000 more in income.
Okay, well, then I remain completely confused.
Yeah. Okay.
And just let me say one other thing. I am completely disinclined for your station, for my station, for any of our stations to think that this year somehow the depression is going to go away and we're going to have huge increases in listener support. And
right.
We still don't know what CPB and all that stuff is going to be.
Right. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. If there's further discussion, I'm happy to entertain it. Otherwise, I think we would go to a vote on the motion.
Can you repeat the motion again, please?
Yes, I can. Our Paul, is it something that you have or don't have?
Yeah, hold on one second. I'm trying to get other stuff. Move one second. All right, let me go up to the motion here. The motion, that the NFC consider the LSB-approved budget of
August 20th.
Yeah, I have September. That the NFC consider the KPFA LSB, that's what we want. We want to say which LSB. That the NFC consider the KPFA LSB approved budget of August 20th. That the NFC NFC consider the KPFA LSB approved budget of August 20th, comma, and the next NFC meeting invite the KPFA business manager and general manager, let's reverse that, general manager and business manager to discuss this document. Okay? I can try that again if I was a little bit too...
No, I think I got it. I got it.
I think that's about right. So that's the motion on the floor. I am guessing it's not going to pass with no objections, but I guess I'll ask. Are there any objections to the motion?
Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So you want the general manager and the business manager to discuss only the budget that was passed on August 20th?
I am stating that that is the beginning point of the conversation. If the business manager would like to make the case that $300,000 in income needs to be added to that budget, she can make that suggestion and the NFC can consider it.
Okay. I asked only, and so it isn't only. That's the point of starting a discussion.
The NFC can make any changes to an LSB-approved budget that it wishes to recommend.
Okay.
But I think the point is that we're definitely dealing with the LSB-approved budget. As
yes.
Our starting point.
Right.
I think it would be inappropriate to do anything else. Anyway, that's the motion on the floor. Why don't we go through the roll call vote, our Paul?
Okay, hold on.
I didn't hear. Did you start the roll call vote?
Not yet, Ken.
No, I'm asking our Paul to start the vote. Hasn't happened yet, but it will any minute.
Right now. Okay, the motion is that the NFC consider the KPFA LSB approved budget of August 20th and at the next NFC meeting, invite the KPFA general manager and business manager to discuss this document. Okay. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf. Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, 10-4, 0 against, 0 abstention.
Okay, that's nice and easy. So what that means is that we will schedule a discussion of the KPFA budget. I will ask both the business manager and the GM to attend, and we will need the full Excel document of the LSB-approved budget, as requested earlier in the day. We will work off the PDF if necessary, but it would be appropriate to send the full Excel document of the LSB-approved budget, and I hope that will be the case prior to the meeting. The last item on the agenda is that we need to set our next meeting date or dates. If we take a look at the calendar, our next regularly scheduled meeting is September 6th, which is 2 Tuesdays from today.
No, that's not. Is that a regular special?
Actually, that's our special meeting because it would have been the 13th is our regularly scheduled.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Being as we have 4 budgets to go, and in a perfect world, we would like to get all of these done by the 15th of September, I'm going to put out whether the NFC is interested in having a meeting prior to September 6th.
Wow. Well, what's ready to discuss?
Well, obviously, KPFA's budget is ready to discuss. We can schedule a meeting to do that. Other than that, nothing will be. So are we okay with waiting for that on September 6th and doing both that and WPFW on September 6th? That will be a long meeting. The other option is to split those two things up.
Alex?
Yeah.
I for one would rather we wait for September 6th, and if we have to, we could just schedule an extra long session. We have to deal with possibly.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you guys are going to have to hang in, and it's going to be a 3-hour meeting.
I understand that, but I'd rather do that. But if please, in a meeting at the end of August.
Okay. Anybody want to strongly argue for a meeting before September 6th?
You mean August 30th?
I think there's a governance committee meeting scheduled August 30th. I may be the only person with a conflict there, and I am willing to skip that meeting if necessary, but potentially.
Who scheduled
it's
that?
A problem for streaming and air archiving to have 2 meetings at the same time.
Well, then we would have to have it at another time.
The 29th is open, Monday.
Yay.
No.
The 5th Monday. There are too many meetings on 5th Mondays.
I mean, what it comes down to, like I said, is we will probably have a 3-plus-hour meeting on September 6th. If the group as a whole is okay with that and people are willing to hang in for as long as it takes to get our work done, it's okay. But I don't want people starting to complain at 8:30 that we're not off the phone yet because we might not be. 8:30 Pacific time.
I have a question.
So it's a pick-your-poison kind of thing. Yes, R. Paul.
Okay. I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar. Now, as I remember, we passed the motion, you know, many, many months ago when it was cold, that we were meeting on the 2nd and the 4th Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the KPFT calendar, I see us set for the 6th and the 13th. Now, the 6th has us there twice.
We already agreed to an extra meeting on the 6th because we knew it was right before the budgets. And that we would likely not meet on the 27th because...
No, the 6th has us meeting at 8:30 and again at 11.
That is only the option of an executive session. And I put that on the calendar frequently. There's some reason why John Almella likes me to do that.
Okay. So we'd be meeting the 6th and the 13th and maybe the 15th. We're not sure about that.
We're thinking it's likely we may be meeting on the 15th. So we'd be meeting on the 6th and the 13th and the 15th.
And the PNB, the big PNB super-duper meeting is September 23rd it starts, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank
you.
All right.
Before we adjourn, this is Ken. I'd like to make one comment.
Yes?
Regarding the KPFA budget, had the business manager not made any alterations to the LSB-approved budget, we would have been evaluating and deciding whether or not to pass it, and that may occur in the August 6th meeting. So I'd recommend that everybody evaluate the budget and that Barbara send the full budget with all the tabs so we can evaluate it, because we may be in the position that way anyhow. Even without this modifications from the business manager, we still have to decide whether or not to approve the budget as approved by the LSB. So I think we could go ahead and do that work and not wait for some other changes which might occur. I think we want to look at it because Bill, as Bill said, he had questions on the budget that was approved by the LSB, which haven't been addressed. So,
right.
We're going to have to do that work at some point and just take a time before the meeting, before we start doing it over the phone, to try to evaluate the budget, get somewhat familiar with the budget. That's all.
Yes, I think that would be helpful for everyone. As we had discussed, the PFW contingency plans might involve a closed session. So I'm going to leave that closed session on for the 6th in case we need it. And I'm going to go ahead and tentatively pencil us in for September 15th. So if we do get a WBAI budget that, and we want to look at it, that we're able to do that. So if people could keep that night open on their schedule, that would be helpful.
And I assume the 13th will be us, KPFK.
I would hope that that would be the case.
Yeah, I mean, we're supposed, you know, we have a special LSB meeting on the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out, but that's the idea. And if things go reasonably smoothly, we will be complete by the 15th, which would be great. Okay, so I think that's it. That's our meeting schedule. Is there anything else? Otherwise, we will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. Would someone like to? Okay. Are there any objections? Okay.
Thanks
I will see
much.
You all on the 6th, and good night.
Good night.
Happy Labor Day.